it is quite common to think that love hurts, that love causes us pain, and even that one needs to protect oneself from loving too much because it can hurt. So perhaps our experience has made us think wrongly that love hurts or causes us pain. This is because we haven't been taught how to distinguish between love and attachment. This teaching is so important and will change all our loving relationships for the better. In the book, How to Transform Your Life, by Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, he explains about love and attachment and the difference between the two. Venerable Geshe-la says, we can use the mirror of Dharma to distinguish between desirous attachment and love. These two are easily confused, but it is vital to discriminate between them. For love will bring us only happiness, whereas the mind of attachment will bring us only suffering. Venerable Geshe-la also says, in the same book, many people experience problems because their love is mixed with attachment. For such people, the more their love increases, the more their desirous attachment grows. If their desires are not fulfilled, they become upset and angry. If the object of their attachment, such as their lover, even so much as talks to another person, they may become jealous or aggressive. This clearly indicates that their love is not real love, but attachment. Real love can never be a cause of anger. It is the opposite of anger and can never cause problems. If we love everyone as a mother loves her dearest child, there will be no basis for any problems to arise because our mind will always be at peace. Love is the real inner protection against suffering. Later in the book, Venerable Geshe-la also says, love is the great protector. Most relationships between people are based on a mixture of love and attachment. This is not pure love, for it is based on a desire for our own happiness. We value the other person because they make us feel good. It's horrible, isn't it? We value the other person because they make us feel good. So this isn't love. That's attachment, desire for one's own happiness. Pure love is unmixed with attachment and stems entirely from a concern for others' happiness. So this is the difference. One is concerned with our own happiness, attachment, and love is concerned for others' happiness. Love never gives rise to problems, but only to peace and happiness for both ourselves and others. We need to remove attachment from our minds but this does not mean that we have to abandon our relationships. Rather, we should learn to distinguish attachment from love and gradually try to remove all traces of attachment from our relationships and to improve our love until it becomes pure. Attachment is a self-centered mind. The love parents generally feel for their children, for example, is deep and genuine, but it is not always pure. Mixed with it are feelings such as the need to feel loved and appreciated in return, the belief that their children are somehow part of them, a desire to impress other people through their children, and the hope that their children will, in some way, fulfill their parents' ambitions and dreams. It's a very interesting and helpful analysis. It is sometimes very difficult to distinguish between our love and our attachment for others, but when we are able to do so, we will see that it is invariably the attachment that is the cause of our suffering. Pure unconditional love never causes any pain or worry, but only peace and joy. So we try to develop a warm heart and a feeling of being close to others without it being mixed with attachment. If our love is mixed with attachment, it causes problems. We need to love each other, but we don't need attachment. Initially, perhaps, we have love, and then it transforms into attachment. Attachment is selfish intention. We want something for ourselves. We want our wishes to be fulfilled, and then when they are not fulfilled, we are angry or disappointed. If our love is not mixed with attachment, it is so beneficial. There is no greater virtuous action than love. So how wonderful if we can learn to distinguish our attachment, which is selfish intention, and our love, wishing others to be happy, to take special care of them, to feel a warm heart and a feeling of being close. If we can learn to distinguish love and attachment, all our relationships will improve.